Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 8, 2022. My new article on LinkedIn, Women Can Change the World. Dear women, the celebration of the International Women's Day is not enough to express the gratitude deserved to the women of the world for your tremendous contribution all year round, and it is an opportunity to shed light on your unique power. The world is in the midst of a violent war which in itself is revealing the state of the whole world. It is in a bad state, a very bad state. Great forces of separation are destroying every sphere of human relationships. It is becoming clearer to us that if instead the world had developed according to the will of women, it would look completely different. It is not for nothing that it is written, "Thanks to the righteous women, we came out of Egypt." The term Egypt is the selfishness the world finds itself in and that causes all conflicts and wars. Therefore, I sincerely hope that you will help all the people of the world overcome their selfish nature so that we can all hasten the correction of the world. Dear women, without you we cannot accomplish anything. You have the tremendous ability to awaken the forces of peace in our world, to be the catalyst for reconciliation between all the opposing camps, and to give everyone a warm embrace. If you let your heart rule the world, you will give life to everyone in the world. You are the source of life. The upper force hears your prayers more and listens especially to the heart of women. Therefore, we all hope that you will pray for the convergence of hearts until we are connected as one human being with one heart and rise to a spiritual height from which a change for the better will occur for all humankind. Together you can change the world for the better. Happy Women's Day. From my Facebook page Michael Leitman, March 8, 2022. Today, March 8, is International Women's Day 2022. I would like to take this opportunity to extend my best wishes to all the women in the world, and to express my hope that the feminine power in the world will overcome the forces of separation. Today, in these tumultuous times of aggression and violence, we desperately need the feminine power of peace and wholeness. Women give life, they are the origin of all that exists, which puts them at the center of creation. Therefore, a woman's prayer for peace is more effective in yielding positive results. I hope and pray that the feminine power will bring us closer to the giving force in nature, and together, led by the women, we will rise to a more connected level of existence. I urge you women to make an effort to transcend the divisions that separate us, and pave the way to unity. I urge the men, too, to support the women in their efforts to achieve this goal, as we will all benefit from their efforts. Together you can create a corrected world where we live in peace, harmony, and love for one another. If you can unite your hearts as one, the whole world will become united along with you. With my best wishes for your success. Happy Women's Day. Does a child have to be strong? Question. The parents of 15-year-old teenager Ethan Crumbly were arrested in the United States. He shot 4 people at his school. A teacher saw the boy viewing images of bullets. The boy explained that his family engaged in shooting sports. The school attempted to immediately inform his mother about it, but only was successful to get a corroborating response from the mother a day later. The following day, the day of the shooting, a teacher saw the boy's drawings that depicted a semi-automatic weapon, a person who was shot, a laughing emoji, and the words "blood everywhere," and "the thoughts won't stop. Help me." The school called the parents in for a conference and requested the parents to take the boy home. The parents refused and left their son at school. They also failed to disclose that the boy had a weapon that the father had purchased for his son. On the same day, the 15-year-old shot and killed 4 students and wounded 7 others in his shooting rampage in a high school in Detroit, Michigan suburb. He killed 4 students, and 7 others were injured. What kind of parents are these? Answer: they themselves are a product of our society, of our state. They don't know what to do. They don't know what's going on. They don't know how to react to it. They are in some kind of confusion. And it's not just them. Question: but if they buy military weapons for a child or teach him to kill in some way, what is the parent's idea? What is their philosophy? Answer: the idea is that, in the end, he would be able to protect himself in this terrible world. Comment: which means in advance they are saying, son, the world is terrible, and you have to be strong. My response: yes. That's what he feels. Question: where will we arrive with such a philosophy? Answer: we will destroy each other. Question: but we ourselves will die, right? Answer: well, then we'll die. Comment: in principle, we give birth to a child and at the same time we say, in order to survive, you have to be strong, stronger than everyone else. My response: yes, that's how the world works. Look at everyone from state leaders to everyone you see on the street. Question: but what about this idea that we constantly uttered, that we always wanted our children to be happy? Answer: we don't know what happiness means. Maybe happiness is, as they say in a song, a warm gun. Comment: the concept of happiness is all mixed up. The understanding of happiness has ceased to be somehow warm, close, or dear. My response: no, no, it needs to be taught for a long time and really from a young age. It's not easy. Today the world is not like that anymore. Today if you talk about such values, they will laugh at you and no one will be friends with such a child. Question: so the child should be strong? The strongest in the class? Answer: he should be feared. The cult of power, in principle, is the cult of our time. Be the first. Look at what is being done between countries and states, in all kinds of enterprises, and between everyone. The most important thing is to be strong, to be physically strong like a bodybuilder, strong in money, strong in some game, in something. In general, you have to be strong. And such a state leads to despair. It's easier to just buy a weapon and employ lynch law. Question: the fact that the boy has such helplessness as evidenced by what he wrote on the day of the execution, help me. The world is terrible. Is this a consequence of this parental affection, this parental love? Answer: maybe. Because he sees what a difference there is in relation to him from the outside world and from his parents. His parents are ready to do anything to give him everything. Even buy a gun. Question: so are we the first to break the world with our love, as you say? Answer: it's due to incorrect parental love, which is realized in this way. Question: how do the parents direct their love in today's world so that a different child grows up, so that everything works out differently? Answer: it all needs to be changed. We need to change at the root, at the core. And if the basis of our world is egoistic and we don't think about it, then we simply can't think of anything else except to stock up on weapons and each one to fence ourselves off, batten down, and live like this. Question: and shoot back? Answer: yes. There's no getting away from this. My house is my fortress. And this is the way to think and act. Question: but how should we raise children? Answer: that's the way to educate, that he needs to constantly think and worry about his own safety. And such thoughts about his own safety, which the surrounding world imposes on him, lead to the fact that he draws the appropriate conclusions: I need a gun and I must, after all, destroy my haters. Question: then the question is, how will we change this world? What should we do to change this world? Answer: you can't ban guns, that's understandable. You can't ban hatred between people. The only thing you can do is teach them how to use love and hate correctly. Question: how do you do that? How do you use them correctly? Answer: this is already a whole science, and it needs to be learned at school. And all these activities in class, in all kinds of subjects they study at school, geography, history, and so on, are secondary. The most important thing to teach a person is to interact correctly with others and with their environment, with the still, vegetative, animate, and people. This is the most important thing. And we don't teach them that. They came out of their mother, were born, and somehow in the first years we teach them how to interact with this world. And then, when we have to teach them the sciences of how to interact with this world correctly, we stuff them with all sorts of empty material. But we do not teach how to treat other people, how to create the right society with them, how to make a person look at you favorably, or how to create a community. Question: and this should be taught? Answer: this is the most important thing. There must be a school for this. Because school exists in the transition between a small child who practically just came out of his mother, and for the first 5-6 years he is still next to her, and then adulthood. And adult life is with strangers, with other people, and so on. That is, the school should be in the transition from birth to getting out into the world. We do not give this preparation. Question: so are we talking about a school for children as well as for parents? Because there should be the same atmosphere at home. Answer: of course, yes. Question: and is a school for teachers as well? Answer: this is naturally a common task. This is called pedagogy, this is called teaching, this is called raising and educating children. It's called parenting. And what are they given? They are given a completely unnecessary education. It's not parenting. Question: what will happen then if the gun is still in the child's hand? If he is brought up the way you say, what will he do with this gun? Answer: he will protect everyone. From whom? From animals, from aliens, I don't know. He will have the idea of protecting everyone. This earth and this is all mine. I want everyone to feel good. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 9, 2021. Our role in the soul of Adam. Question: what is this necessity that we feel lately to ask for the friends? I increasingly feel the need to ask for them, for love, for unity, and for bestowal. If I don't ask, I feel like something is wrong. I want to ask for them all the time, I want to ask only for them. Answer: this is the most correct decision, the outcome of our convention. If from now on I can continue to live by the desires of my friends and raise them to the Creator, this is the best result of the convention. We must check ourselves each time: is my desire not my desire? Is it the desire of my friends that I receive from them and raise to the Creator? Thus, I am the link between the entire ten and the Creator, and between the Creator and the entire ten. What about myself? I am zero. Only a transmitting link from bottom to top and from top to bottom. This is my real role in this Kli, vessel, in the soul of Adam. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022. Asking the Creator to fill the place between us, Lesson 7. An unusual sentence in Odessa. Comment: two young men, aged 19 and 23, were tried for stealing car radios in Odessa. They admitted their guilt. Yet instead of 3 years in prison, they were sentenced to probation. The judge heard the case and decided that although they are adults, they were actually still children in their development, with a primitive vocabulary and so on. The sentence obliged them to read fifth grade literature, including The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, White Fang by Jack London, and Taras Shevchenko's poem Days Pass, Nights Pass. The judge decided that classic literature would help criminals understand universal values and attitudes to private property. Do such extraordinary human decisions mean something? My response: yes. This shows us how much we lack the correct humanistic education. Question: you are talking about humanistic education. What do you mean by that? Answer: a kind attitude to others, that's all. It is when your inner preparation does not allow you to be mean or rude or to cause harm and pain to another. Simply put, it is when you care. Correct literature, particularly children's literature, especially in childhood when children cannot feel this, should instill empathy for the other within them. This is the most important thing in birth and development, the feeling of the other, feeling what he feels, empathizing with him, and so on. There is absolutely no such thing in children by nature, and we must somehow teach them this. Today we say the opposite: if they punch you in the face, punch them back even harder. And so on. This is our current education, TV programs and everything else. Question: would you want to turn it all around and provide only humane education instead? Answer: yes. Only empathy for others can bring us closer together and save humanity. Comment: it seems like the judge might have had such a spark to educate in this way. My response: maybe he is just a wise man and understands that nothing else will work on them. Young fools. Question: would it be even worse if they went to jail? Answer: yes, of course. They would go through the school of life there and will come out even bigger criminals. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 28, 2021. How to awaken love for friends. Question: how does a person wake up and constantly awaken the need for love for friends? How can a person stop thinking about oneself and think only about them? How does one do it? Answer: and how did you start thinking about it now? Previously you did not have such a thought, but now you feel this excitement in yourself. How did it happen? Because you connected with your friends and listened to me. You connect it to the general state of mind that exists at the convention. So I ask you to continue and not exit this state. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022. Asking the Creator to fill the place between us, Lesson 7. Based on personal interests. Comment: if we consider the system of punishment that exists today, it has, as it were, two principles. One principle is more humane, where the attempt is to instill some moral norms through forced physical labor. The other principle only involves punishment for all misdeeds. This system has no so-called middle line or correction. My response: but it cannot be here because it is not demanded by society itself. If you ask ordinary people or even the same lawyers, they have a lot of theories and philosophies, but in principle they don't even know what they want to build in general. What society would they like to see? What kind of person should be in it? They do everything not from practice or from a plan that is aimed at educating a person, at changing society, and at a vision of the future, but only from what interests them at the moment. What should we do to earn money for ourselves, to become famous, and to rise above others and show off how we work? Everything is aimed at justifying their appointment as their source of sustenance and success. As long as the system is selfish, it will continue to exist. From CAB TV's Close Up. Presumption of Innocence, March 10, 2010. The state is powerless before the law of nature. Question: due to the spread of the virus, people have been closed in at home, they are not able to participate in society. There have been a lot of divorces and domestic violence. Children do not want to study and go back to school. People do not want to go back to work. In America, the government decided to help the people socially by printing money and distributing it to people. Now there is a lot of unemployment and no one wants to work. Everyone sits and waits for government money. It seems that here in America they want to build a particular socialism. Or is capitalism slowly coming to an end? Answer: indeed, capitalism is coming to an end because this is not the final phase of human development, and it will not end there. But the question is, what can the state do with the limited opportunities it has? Comment: not to encourage people to stay home and live for free. They print money, but there is no gold reserve, and money is only a piece of paper. It somehow starts to resemble the Soviet Union. My response: what can you do? It doesn't matter if it is America or the Soviet Union. The laws of economics, the laws of shifting between classes, between society and people are the same everywhere, human. Not socialist, not communist, not capitalist, these are general laws of nature. But no one wants to know and observe them. That is what is happening. From CAB TV's meetings with Kabbalah, January 5, 2022. Me, my friend, and the creator. Comment: recently, at a morning lesson, your student said with such pain that he needs the creator more than friends. My response: naturally. No one comes to us in order to find love for their neighbor. And no one in the world needs it. Comment: it seems like you really need to start coercively to force yourself into it. My response: and here it will not work by force. Comment: you have already answered this question more than once. But all the same, there are questions all the time, and they are in everyone. My response: yes, they will be there until the very last stage. Until complete correction, there will always be the same question: I don't want to love the one I feel outside of myself. I can't. Question: he says, I can't. A need arises in the creator as if there is a dialogue with him, mechanically, internally, and? Answer: we are deceiving ourselves. In fact, the one who is outside of me does not matter to me, neither does the creator or the friends. Because if I depend on the creator, if he commands and everything else, then how can I do that? Comment: but if it doesn't matter, let's get rid of our friends and work only for the creator. My response: you can't. You don't have any image in front of you. You will draw whatever you want, as all religions do. So it won't work. We must act as it is written in the works of Kabbalists: the way they went, we must go the same way, not because we are dumber than them, but because there is simply no other way. We must learn to need others. We must understand that everything around us is actually the manifestation of the same creator, only in a form that more clearly shows me how much I am against it. That is, to the extent that I push people, humanity, and everything in general away from me, to the same extent I push the creator away. And there are no differences here. Question: to the same extent that I try to attract others, do I attract the creator? How can we make it enter the heart? Answer: gradually, together with our efforts. The upper light influences us, and it is this light that creates a new system of relations in us. Question: but you say it will be practically until the final correction? Answer: no. We want to take at least a few steps. Each time it is necessary to take a certain step forward in this. Question: but is such difficulty an indication, as you always say, of a lofty soul? Answer: yes. The higher the soul, the deeper its egoism, the harder it is, and the more difficult it is for a person to get out of himself. And so for heavy souls it takes decades. Question: what is your practical advice? Answer: just don't leave. Don't let there be a single day without classes and not a week without meetings with friends. Do what Kabbalists, our teachers, advise. And everything else will be from the upper light, from the Creator, which surrounds us, and includes everything. Question: what is your advice to his friends, his ten? Answer: just continue and increase the sensitivity of communication with each other. Not in words but rather from within everyone, so that there is a need for this. Question: and the revolution will take place? Answer: undoubtedly it will happen. And I also give all this in a gradual form. We have only recently started talking about love for the Creator. So the time has just arrived. But before that, how long did we have to go and search, study, and generalize everything that is? And now the time has come. This is the last stage. From this only development proceeds the real development of the soul in man. Was it not possible to do this before? It is forbidden. This is the type of instruction that I receive in this way, and therefore I can only send it in this way. And no other arguments or desires can be here. Question, that is, must the student throw himself into this water and swim, swim, swim? Answer, no, he is already prepared for this. It is no longer just blind movement forward. Comment, but still there is so much pain in the question. My response, as in each of us, it will always be that he treats his friends differently than he treats the Creator. And in the end, the test lies precisely in the fact that the attitude toward the Creator should be as toward friends, and the one toward friends as toward the Creator, love your neighbor as yourself. And accordingly, he will also check himself, in fact, do I treat others the way I treat myself? I, the friends and the Creator, all this should be part of one thing. I think that we will still come to this in a relatively short time. I think that it will be months, not years, when we will begin to compare our relationship to ourselves, to the group, and to the Creator on a real scale. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, December 13, 2021.